Of course, everything we just talked about is being discussed on the presidential campaign trail. But in 2016, we won't just elect a new president. Voters across the country will be asked to vote on Senate races, House races, and on down the ballot. And that's only one step. Step two is keeping those voters involved. Mary Plummer from KPCC caught up with freshman L.A. City Council member David Rue, who's learning step two isn't always easy.
At a park in Sherman Oaks, California, Maggie McNally is helping her son's soccer team with practice.
The big concern that we have here in Sherman Oaks is you can see how horrible this park is. There are like 2,000 kids who play soccer here every weekend. It's like all dirt with very, very little scraggly grass. It's mostly weeds.
McNally is a longtime resident of this Los Angeles neighborhood and an active voter, and she wants better turf for the kids to play on. Her councilman is David Rue. She didn't vote for Rue, didn't even know his name, but still, she wants him to work on this problem.
I think that it is important for our council people to know what's going on in the community. These are real problems that we have.
Turns out McNally just missed the first-term councilman. Rue was here just minutes ago, walking around the park. He says he wants to fix up the playing fields, too. Rue won his election earlier this year by around 2,000 votes. He is the first Korean-American to serve on the city council, and his district has about 280,000 residents. Yet many don't know him.
A lot of people think I'm a real estate agent.
Rue credits his win in part to walking the district, knocking on doors. We sit down on a bench at the park and chat.
Half the job was telling people you have to vote to make a difference. You have to vote to have your voice heard. You have to vote to get your issues resolved. So now I'm here. Now I have to actually do it.
But Rue says figuring out how to connect with people and solve their problems is a big challenge.
It's my responsibility and my job to whatever it takes, whether it's through email, whether it's through a website, a hard copy newsletter, or through media or town hall meetings. It's my job to make sure that the connection that they felt, I mean, I can't call them every day, but is somehow still continued.
Pete Peterson studies how public sector officials interact with their constituents. The interim dean of Pepperdine University's School of Public Policy says, no question, outreach is harder once you've been elected than when you're running for office.
It is much more challenging because it does demand something that most elected officials are not very good at.
And that, says Peterson, is an ability to go beyond campaign talk.
My experience has been that elected officials can be very good communicators about their own platform, but when these issues crop up between elections that demand greater citizen input, it takes the ability to facilitate more of an open-ended conversation about that issue.
Rue made waves last spring when he campaigned as a political outsider. That strategy got him elected, but didn't endear him to some of his city hall colleagues, so he has fences to mend. But he's holding office hours for residents, and he plans to go door knocking again. Plus, he's launched a public task force to guide him on how he spends his discretionary fund. Back at the soccer field, Maggie McNally is standing among the team as they practice. I ask her,
have you had any outreach from your council member's office?
No. Sherman Oaks is a great place to live, and there's not a lot of complaints that I have, but this park is really a travesty.
One example that Sherman Oaks councilman David Rue still has work to do. For Here and Now, I'm Mary Plummer.